Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's what I'm talking about. 6 o'clock. Nice job, Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason, Craig Carton, on to the Fan, and of course, worldwide on CBS Sports. We've got a great show for you today, especially if you're a New York Met fan. Matt Harvey was not great, but when you get 7 runs right out of the gate, you ain't got to be great. You just got to do your job and get some outs. And we are now watching what very well might be, lower that, Eddie, please. What might very well be, in the moment, the best baseball player in town. And that's a young man named Conforto, my man, Pots and Pans. The Yankees are cruising, bullpen blows it, they come back down to earth. NBA in a minute. First, good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
Oh, boy, I'm great this morning. And, you hit the nail right on the head when you're talking about Michael Conforto. And, you know, yesterday you and I were talking about it. I was telling you, last year, everybody wanted to get rid of the guy because he had an off year. He was just a little bit ahead, and people expected more of him last year, and it didn't work out. And if you remember at the beginning of this year, one of the only reasons he's actually even on the team, I think, is because Brandon Nimmo pulled a hamstring or something. So, I love it. I love it when young guys finally figure it out and get it and, you know, have success. And certainly he has had a lot of success. Maybe he's the Mets lone all-star. Who knows? But, it was good for him. And, you know, it was kind of interesting. I wanted to see how whoever showed up was going to treat Matt Harvey.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I couldn't tell. There were 3,000 people there.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, it was not a great crowd, which was expected. But, the Mets get off to such a great start. Matt Harvey became kind of a secondary story.
He did. But watching him labor through most of his time out on the mound, except for the one inning where he struck out the side, it's tough to watch because it's not who he was 2 years ago. You know,
no,
what I mean?
He was watching, and listen, at 7-0, you can't watch the whole game, but he didn't go 6 innings. His pitch count was in the mid 70s by the fourth. He did strike out what I think 6 guys, walked 4 more.
Remember that they're the worst hitting team in the National League. And by the way, conversely, the Kansas City Royals are the worst hitting team in the American League.
Yeah, which we'll get to in a second. But listen, the good news is that, hey, Matt Harvey got a win. Okay, great. Gave up only 3 hits, 2 runs. The bad news is that, yet again, he couldn't give you 6 innings. Now, here's a game in which you'd like to think, when you have 7 runs out of the gate, just go out there and throw the ball, right? You have no pressure when you have that kind of lead.
Right.
That's how I viewed it. So I was disappointed, actually, in Harvey's performance. But a win is a win. Conforto's a monster. And let him be. And let Conforto just keep doing what he's doing. Because at some point, it'll run out for a little while.
You mean Conforto, the leadoff hitter? Is that what
you're talking about? Yes. Okay. He'll never bat leadoff, okay? He's only batting .500 in the first inning. And he's a leadoff hitter. And I'll tell you this. I know we don't like to break one regular season game down to one at-bat.
Yep.
But you'll love this. I know you watched it. You're talking about bottom of the first. He's the first guy up. How about a 10-pitch at-bat to start the game? And then hits the home run on the 1-2 pitch. That's a guy that's battling. He's in. He's aware of what's going on. And he's in a zone. He is fun to watch.
Right. But, let's face it. This is a team you have to beat. And this is the team that you got to feast on. This is the team that you have to put up numbers. This is the San Diego Padres are horrendous.
Yes.
Their pitching staff may be worse than the Mets right now. Kosar tonight is going, hasn't even gotten out of the fifth inning either. So
still got to do it.
You still got to do it. That's no question
now,
about
Gizelman's
it.
Now, Gizelman's pitching for the Mets. So, get ready for a softball game in Citi Field.
You'd like to think so.
But, you're right. You got to beat the Padres. And you get not two out of three. You got to take the whole series from them. Meanwhile, the Yankees were in an interesting spot yesterday. And I disagreed with the haters on this one. You know, Joe Girardi's got Monty, and he's pitching a great game, right?
Yeah.
Gives up a home run.
Yeah.
Gives up another single right after.
So get him out.
So, you know, the bullpen's been so good.
Get him out.
If I'm Joe Girardi, and this is still a kid, he pitched great. I can go to Warren. I can go to my guys. That's why I'm paying those guys, right?
Yeah,
so he goes to him, and it all blows up.
So these managers, well, I know exactly what they're doing. You know, that's not CC Sabathia out there. You know, that's not, Jacob DeGrom out there. That's a kid. And Joe Girardi, what does he want for the kid? He wants the kid to gain confidence. He wants the kid to come off with the lead. He doesn't want the kid to blow up in the middle of an inning. So I totally understand.
Me too.
You want to say overmanaging? I would say he's being protective of his young player.
But what's
player.
The strength of the Yankee and, pitching staff supposed
well,
to be?
Well, it's the back end of their bullpen. Bullpen right. in general. But, you know, here's the thing. Joe Girardi, Terry Collins, all these managers are there every single day with their players. They have a pitching coach sitting right next to them. They converse over these things.
Right.
And I'm sure there's a discussion. Do you think we should get him out now? Let's take him out now. Those balls are hard hit, and he's leaving the balls over the plate now.
Right.
So let's get him out of there.
Right.
And that's what you do. So now it's the next guy's job to come in and take care of business. And when it doesn't work out, that doesn't mean it's the manager's fault.
No, at all. I remember after the Kane home run, he pitches to Hosmer. He hits a sharp line drive. And at that point, I saw the same thing. He's got hit hard. So to take him out, Warren comes in. And then it's single home run. You're like, oh, God dang it.
All right, well, that's on Warren.
Right. It's not on Montgomery, and it shouldn't be on Joe Girardi either, by the way.
Just on one guy who had a bad day.
Right. Plus, the Yankee offense was non-existent last night.
I know, but it was one guy who had a bad day. They had the lead. You think, okay, it's lockdown central, and they failed, or he failed.
Well,
okay,
none of them were any good. Holder wasn't any good.
I know, but do we think that they're going to be infallible, that they're going to be totally like, you know.
Win every game.
I mean,
and then
on.
I'll say this. You know, down 6-2 in the ninth. And at the end of the day, I can't tell you the Yankees are going to come back and win
but
that game.
But here's what I'm going to tell
but
you.
But the call by the ump, calling, it was Carter, calling him out of the base path, I mean, to end the game, I doubt you saw it live, but if you've seen it this morning, it's just like, what are you watching?
I'll tell you what I saw, though. You want to know what I saw? I saw a stadium that looked full to me compared to Citi Field that looked empty.
Right. Well, Citi Field was empty. Because you're in your 5-6 games under 500, and all the news out of your team seems to be negative. Who wants to go see that? When on the flip side, I can go sit, you know, in the judges' chambers, right? Mm. I can watch those guys play. I got the youngest, best infield in baseball, and I'm a show now. Every night, I'm a show.
Can I ask you a question?
The Yankees are a more watchable team right now.
Since the Yankees put the judges' chambers out in the outfield,
yes, I don't know
how many home runs has Judge hit.
Is the answer zero?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking that it is.
It's not a lot, whatever it is.
No, I don't think he's hit. I don't think he's hit one out there.
Here's the deal. Attendance for the Yankee game last night. What do you think it was? The announced attendance.
33,000.
36,000 people. Well, all right? Attendance for the New York Met game last night. If you had to just take a wild guess.
Well, they would probably say like 22,000 because of season tickets.
Right, which wasn't even close. It was 24,000.
All right. So,
15,000 more people at some point bought a ticket to watch the Yankees the same night the Mets were playing. And you're right. If you watch the Met game, there's nobody there.
So this whole Judge thing out in the outfield is only the last two home games.
Correct.
So against they just Kansas started. City, right.
And you can't buy those tickets. The Yankees pick people. And they give them the tickets for free.
All right, so he has not hit a home run since they've been back.
Well, it's two games.
Right, exactly.
All right, so let's see what happens.
His last
on the
home run was in Tampa.
So let's see what happens on the homestand. You're afraid that the Yankees may have jinxed the kid, right?
You know what they're doing? They're touching
is that
the money.
At?
Touching the money.
No, they're having fun.
Touching the money.
They're having. This is a Yankee organization. This is not the George Steinbrenner Yankees. This is fun. Judges Chambers, picking random people look like Yankee fans. Now, I called the Yankees up.
Could you imagine if the Mets actually did that? You'd be all over them.
If the Mets did it, for some reason, to me, it would reek of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the Mets. Now, I called the Yankees up. And I said, Yankees, what's the deal with these judges' chambers?
Right.
I think I'd like to go to a game and sit in the judges' chambers. So I'm going to, it's not official yet, but I'm going to be the.
Oh, they'll give you whatever you want.
Well, I'm going to be the head judge.
You're the head shill.
I will be the head judge. You're the the judges' chambers.
You know what you are. You're the head Yankee, as Governor Christie so eloquently put it.
No, Governor Christie doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yes, you are the head Yankee.
No, there's no Yankee bitch at all.
You are the head.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I will take over the judges' chambers one game.
You are the head.
No, I'm the head Yankee judge guy.
The head.
No. I don't know what that gobbling is right there.
Man, that's unbelievable. Oh, I called up the Yankees. And
I called the Yankees
the
up, and I said, Yankees, I want the chambers one game.
You said Lon.
No, I said Yankees.
You said Lon.
I want the chambers. So I will pick a game later this year.
Oh, he can't wait to see this.
In which I will take care of the chambers. I will gift the tickets to other people to join me in the judges' chambers. And you'll be sitting right next to me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you will.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you will, too.
I'm not
too.
Doing that.
You got the robe.
No, I'm not
the
doing
gavel.
That. The judges' chambers.
You're going to have the wig thing on. Come to order. Order.
That's like something that the South Carolina Fireflies would do.
No, listen.
Right? Isn't that right, Al?
No,
that,
I'm doing this.
It's like minor league. That, I get to having fun and everything, but I still
it's
think they're touching the money.
Not the Yankee way.
It's not the Yankee way. You know, I don't know what this is all about, man.
Why can't the Yankees have a little fun?
This is like
the Yankees.
No.
Something like the Cleveland Indians do.
It's not your father's Yankees anymore, yeah. Eddie.
You know,
it's the new wave
Tiffany
Yankees.
Tiffany and, you know, New York Times.
Right, all that kind of crap.
How's that working out for those companies? Pretty good?
Bougie, whatever, right? I mean,
Elitist.
It doesn't seem right. Elitist, you know.
To the Yankees' credit, they're adapting with the times, boys.
I mean, the fact that they don't put the names in the back of the jersey, but they'll put the name out there in the outfield and call it the judges' chambers seems very, very, like, anti-Yankee.
Well,
I guess later this year he'll get his monument out there.
Yeah, probably get a monument.
There'll be no monument. I'm just going to take over Judge's chambers for one freaking game.
Not you. I mean, Judge will have a monument, but I'm just saying. I personally think they're touching the money. That's what
fine.
I think.
Poo-poo it all
and
you
when
want.
You touch the money, poo-poo, you know what happens.
Keep poo-pooing it. You could be the poo-poo platter all you want.
We'll see how many hits he gets since they put that thing up.
I'll be out there chambering my face off.
This is so.
Come to order.
I mean, this
and
so
I'm going
to
pick good people to serve
like
me,
so
too.
So non-Yankee. So anti-jetarian.
Listen, maybe I'll have Derek Jeter sit out there with me.
This is the home of Mickey Mantle, Derek Jeter, Craig Nettles, Willie Randolph, Thurman Munson, Don Mattingly. Oscar Gamble. Charlie Hayes.
Charlie Hayes?
Gary Sanchez. Joe Girardi. I mean, come on.
Tino Martinez.
I mean, of all the Yankees to mention, you guys have done a poor job.
Bernie Williams.
The core four.
Listen,
I mean, and now all of a sudden, this one guy hits a couple bomb home runs. He's great. And all of a sudden, he has something that none of those guys have ever had. And that is a thing that kind of is all about him, and it's not about them.
Well, I've got shirts coming here today that say Judgment Day.
And by the way, it's not his fault. It's not his fault. He's not asking for that. And every time you hear Aaron Judge give an interview, he sounds great. He says all the right things.
Good
he sounds
kid.
Humble. He sounds like, I'm just trying to find my way. And now the Yankees do this. It's small market mentality. I get it.
It's called having fun, Booms. I don't know when you guys lost sight of having fun. Baseball's a pretty boring sport. The Yankees made it fun again.
I love having fun.
Entertaining, exciting, judges'
chambers. You want to know what fun is? Fun is winning.
Yes, that's why when I bring in my shirts today, Judgment Day 99, you'll be rocking it.
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, you will.
No, I don't think so.
You have no choice.
No, I have a choice.
No, there's no free will when it comes to that.
I definitely have a choice.
You will rock that shirt, that's all. And when I start a new charity thing on behalf of the Yankees of popularity,
well, we'll get in on
you're
that.
Out on that.
Well, no, we'll get in on
no,
that.
No, no, you're
that's
out.
That's a whole different story for charity.
You're out. No, you're out.
Oh,
on that.
Yes.
You're out.
No. I'm in on that one.
Quick football note, two things. One, you heard yesterday the big news that the NFL is going to let players celebrate touchdowns with some rules. No violent or sexually suggestive gestures, meaning you can't do that stupid throat thing and you can't, air hump the goalposts or really, there's really just a no humping rule. It's a no humping. You're allowed to celebrate on the ground. You could have group celebrations like the Fun Bunch used to have. And you're allowed to use the football as a prop. Now, here's what I would love. I'd love had they filmed that executive meeting when a bunch of middle-aged guys in jackets and ties sat in a room.
We all know what this did. We all know what
and said, all right, what are we going to allow? I'd love to have been there when Roger Goodell said to one of his lieutenants, football as a prop, yay or nay?
I don't think it's Roger Goodell. I think it's other people like Troy Vincent and those kind of guys.
Well, whatever
that are
it is,
over there talking these great things out, and then the commissioner is the one that announces it, and everybody thinks it's him that's doing this, when in actuality, it's not him personally.
Uh-huh.
It's the group of people that he has hired to run that part of the league or that part of the game.
And in more, we'll get to more of that later on. In more football news, Odell Beckham Jr. did not go to day two of OTAs. They claim he's coming tomorrow for day three. Why was he out? Perhaps it's because they just announced yesterday that Nike won the bidding war between themselves and Adidas for Odell Beckham Jr., the wealthiest shoe contract in the history of the NFL.
$29 million
for him to wear Nikes for the next, I believe, 4 or 5 years.
Wow, $5 million a year about.
Yeah, just about. So that's what, I'm not sure.
All I got was like Nike shoes, and I got a...
Yeah, I thought you had Reeboks.
Well, I started with Nike.
Right.
Then I went to Reebok. Then I went to Apex One.
You were an Apex guy.
Then I went back to Nike.
Got it. So you went full circle.
Went full circle. It was nice because I think I got like a $10,000 check from them, and then I got
nice.
Like $25,000 or $30,000 worth of product.
Unlimited sneakers.
Pretty much.
But
yeah.
Was it cleats or could you get sneaks?
No, I could get whatever I wanted. They had a catalog they would send you back in the old days.
You had like a debit system,
and you would have to fax it in.
Oh, that's great. I'll take three of these, four of those, like that.
And the interesting thing was is that it ended at the once I guess it ended December 31st.
Okay.
And if you did not use all your allotment, it was gone.
So Christmas was a good time.
Holy mackerel. Right? There was one year where I think I had like, 16, 17 grand left over.
Right.
And I just started.
Only sneaks or could be clothes too?
Everything.
Just like you had.
Whatever came out of their catalog.
Oh, that'd be great. Can you get that deal again with Under Armour for me?
Well, we kind of have it.
I don't think
Under Armour has ever turned down my request for anything that you might have wanted.
Okay, I have a few new requests.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do.
Well, they got some new stuff.
They have a lot of new stuff.
I checked out that
it.
I like. They've really stepped up their clothing game.
Yes, I know they have.
So I'll give you an order.
You're going to give me an order?
Yep, you fax it in just like you used
to.
No,
we don't fax it in anymore.
Well, however you want to do it, do's it.
Do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.